going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is the member draft party tonight as we get ready for the first round of the NFL draft. And we ready. I hope that the Falcons are going to impress us with the players that they ultimately select. But we have some news, guys, as we start the 5 o'clock hour. About what potentially may go down tonight.
I heard the sound of this news, Carl.
First and foremost, Texans make a trade. 2025 fifth round pick, 2027 fifth round pick. They trade with the Browns, who in return give up a 6th round pick, 2025, 2 6ths and a 7th. Mike, so first trade of the night. Again, nothing in the first or second rounds, but you see the Texans and the Browns making a deal. Now, here's the other thing that we're hearing, and this is coming from Diana Rossini, who says that Andrew Berry with the Browns has been fielding calls at number 2, and many believe he's willing to move a few spots back because the Browns are hoping to gain a few picks.
Ah.
So a few spots back, what are we talking? They have the number 2 overall pick. You're coming to get number 2, you're giving up a haul. And if they are going to cut a deal before the start of the draft, we are going to see. But apparently Andrew Berry seriously considering doing this tonight. So we may see some movement at the top of this draft.
Look, we've talked about teams trading down, trading up. Is somebody going to come up? And the big question for us is, funny, we were just talking to a minority owner of the Falcons earlier. And for what it's worth, he said maybe a long night. So see what that – whatever that means to you. Does that mean we're going to try to trade back into the first round? Does that mean we're going to trade down? But either way, we'd love to find a partner. But as Terry Fontenot told the media earlier this week, and it wasn't like he was sandbagging, Carl. It's just you need to find somebody to work with. Yeah, we all want to trade down to get more picks in the second and third round. You got to find somebody.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this before we get into a few things that Terry Fontenot said as we are live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, guys, our conversation with Steve Weiss from NFL Network. Also, you will hear our buddy Charles Davis later this hour talking about some of the potential prospects that the Falcons may end up taking. How much faith do you have in this front office to get it right tonight? Because, Mike, last year we shocked the world. Everybody was blown away.
I shocked the world, all right.
I don't think they're going to do that this year, okay? I don't think they're going to do that. But how much faith right now, you driving your car, you're on your way home, you're headed down here, you're going to buddy's house. Mike, you're listening to this show on a computer. How much faith do you have in this front office?
50-50, man. Coin flip. I mean, I'll be straight with you?
Yes.
I mean, at 15, it's not a prime position. We're in the middle of the pack. You know, I mean, it's considered to have a couple of elites, but mostly it's worker bees and strong starters, which is something we need. But I don't know if we're going to be able to find that impactful player. I love Mykael Williams. I like Mike Green. I like Ezeraku from BC. I'd be happy with any of those three. But, I mean, I hope that we're not going to be throwing another curveball tonight, brother.
I hope not.
I mean, D-tackle. Now, you and I have not talked a lot about D-tackle, but there are some really good D-tackles, and that is an area of need for this team. Edge rush is the sexy position, but we are thin, and we have the same guys that haven't been great against the run, to your point, in the middle.
Yeah, we got to beef up our D-line. I would love to see us get, in no particular order, by the way, because it's all going to depend on how these guys shake out. But I want to see us go get an edge guy, obviously, and go get a big defensive tackle. There are tons of difference makers at defensive tackle in this draft. It's which ones the Falcons feel like are the guys that they want to go get. Can I hear Terry talk about the need in this draft versus availability at 15? Again, he says you don't want to reach. We hear this every year, and he's right. Again, you don't want to just say, hey, we absolutely have to go get an edge rusher,
right,
even though this guy may not be the guy. We're going to go get this one instead of making the right pick. Here's Terry Fontenot.
You look at all that, and look, we know there are specific needs as you go into the draft, but you still have to go in there with a mindset to make the football team better. We want to take impact players off the board, but yet – you do have to, like you're saying, Led, look at the entire draft, the total picture, and assess players that you feel like you can get at different parts of the draft, and looking at kind of the strengths of the draft and determining other teams and where runs are going to happen in the draft. So it's all a part of it. We just have to take impact players off the board at the end of the day and make sure we're effective.
That is our own Terry Fontenot. Obeck at the studio, give me the sounder again, please. Because we have apparently more developing news potentially that could happen.
Testify.
The Bears are making calls to attempt to trade up. Their general manager is apparently interested, and a lot of GMs I've heard are, in Ashton Jeanty.
Giddy up.
And the Bears are trying to move up, Mike. They are picking 10th.
Right.
So they are trying to
snake the Raiders. You got to get ahead of the Raiders at 7.
I totally agree with you. And I just hit James up, who is a Raiders fan. He says, I'm sitting here waiting to see what my first round pick is going to be. I think Jeanty to the Raiders at 6. So could the Bears be the team that could be talking with Andrew Berry and the Browns? And the Browns are looking to move back to 10 and the Bears move to 2? No way to go get Jeanty?
Because the other thing is, and this is kind of a left fielder, but it's come out the last 48 hours, is the new general manager, new head coach in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Looking to stabilize Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, and Ashton Jeanty to the Jaguars. So then you get to, all right, so you got to trade all the way up to the Patriots at 4?
It's a lot, man.
Because the Patriots have been interested in, they've been interested in Travis Hunter, should he fall? I mean, Vrabel can, you know, Vrabel, he wants meat and potatoes on the line. But, yeah, the Browns all of a sudden, that's crazy, isn't
it? It is. And again, because the Browns are not taking a quarterback, right, we think. Right. And here's the other part about
Giants are kind of linked to Abdul Carter and not Shador Sanders.
Yeah, but you're giving up Travis Hunter at
right.
2?
Giddy up.
You're going to do
the best
that.
Athlete in the draft.
And again, none of this has happened. This is all, again, stuff right. that's just percolating right now. But, guys, this is why the draft is right. so interesting.
Unless they got a handshake with Jacksonville, you know. And
we'll see.
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
But the Raiders, the one team that keeps coming up, though, is Ashton Jeanty
to
the Raiders.
Yeah. And, Mike, I would not give up getting Travis. Travis Hunter's the best player in this draft. I'm not giving up a chance to get Travis Hunter because I want to move back a few spots.
They're not getting too cute.
He's going to be gone. Yes.
Right.
He's going to be gone. So that's interesting. All right, as we talk about the Falcons, guys, and again, there's so many potential options for us tonight in many ways that we could go. But again, defense, defense, defense. And, Mike, I want you to say it again so I can fuss at you.
Mm-hmm.
You say there is a small percentage, we can't count it out, that this team could tonight somehow draft offense again. You got to be crazy.
Well, I just think as a fan, you got to just for 1 minute, all right, not if you're driving because you'll probably drive off the road, but just think for a second about who's going to protect Michael Penix's blind side. Because if you look at where the Falcons are, we're going to need to score 4 touchdowns minimum every game to win because our defense is not going to get fixed in one draft pick and one draft. We've got too many holes. I like Leonard Floyd, and I'm a big fan. I think he's going to be a big contributor this year. But you got to remember, guys, if you can't protect Michael Penix Jr., we're dead in the water. So a lot of folks feel that Armon Membo's going to be gone, Will Campbell likely gone. But do we like offensive tackle out of Texas? And you and I have talked about this. A couple of guys have had us, now again, not here in Atlanta, but nationwide saying maybe we need to protect our quarterback. And maybe we trade down and it's Kelvin Banks out of Texas. And we could trade down and probably pull that off.
I do think
And then
right
maybe get
that.
An impact edge rusher in the second round.
We could trade back and acquire more
right.
picks.
Unless an elite tackle, the top three
yes.
guy is there.
Yes. I just don't like it.
Nobody likes it.
But everything you're saying
right?
is not inaccurate.
I mean, if Penix Jr. is a greasy spot in his, you know, remember, he'll be starting his fourth game, right, when we start the season. If you can't protect him, if he's looking up at the roof here at Mercedes-Benz, we're dead in the water. You know, we're just dead. You've got to be able to score points and protect Penix Jr. Just something that I know I've been flogging it, but if Will Campbell somehow was there, man. Then you got a guy who's the heir apparent to Jake. And again, the right side is the blind side, hopefully for a decade or longer, if Penix is the man.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell, 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Again, we will have you covered throughout the evening as our own Mike Conti, along with the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer will be here live at Mercedes-Benz taking you through the first round, guys, and it's going to be interesting. Again, phones are working. I'm not talking about our phones. I'm talking about around the NFL. And it's crazy because this is when this starts. And, Mike, the other part of this discussion, because we got to address this before we get a chance to hear from Steve Weiss, who joined us this week. The Kirk Cousins thing, guys, is still looming. There is a chance that this could play out this weekend, okay? We don't know what team that might be. There's only a select few teams that we could really do a deal with at this point with the way things have played out this offseason. But I'm just telling you, that is also out there as you watch the draft and you see things that are playing out. Mike said it. Maybe Saturday when you know, we're like, man, it's been incredible. And all of a sudden, we've made a move and somebody has came and we've gotten this deal done with Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying it's going to. I'm saying this is the time that it could happen.
Right. So the idea that maybe you just – look, they're never going to say, hey, we'd like you to come over and take Kirk Cousins and basically we'll give him away for next to nothing and we'll eat $27 million and maybe you can kick us in the nuts on the way out. Thank you. No, they're not going to say that. But the reality of it is it gets back to what you and I were talking about. You're basically going to be paying some money to get maybe – if you're hope at best – sixth-round pick. There's just nothing that because teams don't have to. There's probably teams out there, depending on what goes on with the quarterback selection this weekend, that may feel, hey, they're just going to cut him. And we'll wait. And we'll wait till they cut Kirk Cousins. You think it's going to be post-June 1?
I still think that's around when things finally get finalized. But this is when teams get active and they go, hey, we're not in the quarterback business. We're going to miss out on the guy that we want. What's the other option?
If Aaron Rodgers retires or tries to go to Minnesota and the Steelers can't get Shedeur Sanders, whoever they are, then maybe the Steelers call us on maybe Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Or Saturday. That's something to think about.
Give me the sounder one more time here before we get to Steve Weiss. Broncos and Texans are attempting to move up in this draft, Mike. Giants apparently are trying to acquire a second-round pick.
Oh.
And at the back end of the round. So the Giants are trying to maneuver. They have an early pick. But we already know the second round, if you go look at the second round, the Giants, they pick early in the second round as well. But the Broncos and Texans attempting to move up in the draft. How far, we don't know.
Right. And by the way, we've touched on everything all month long, every single angle. We did spend time earlier in the month of March, actually, talking about the corner. Because they did give Mike Hughes a good-sized contract. And statistically, I know those PFF numbers kind of confuse people. He is one of the better corners in the league. Do you still think corner's in play for us in the first round?
I don't.
I know the fans would not like it with all the edge rushers we've been touting, but just a thought. I know that, you know, Will Johnson scares me because I don't even know what he is.
No.
I know what he was in college, but he hasn't been able to run the last 3 months.
I think his value, or at least his projection, is slipping a little bit. He's still got a first-round grade on him. Second round, by the way, Friday, it is Browns, Giants, Titans. That's pick 33, 34, 35. So right now, maybe the Giants are looking to trade that pick.
Right.
And acquire some more picks. All right, guys, we got a lot more to dive into. Steve Weiss stopped by the show. Hear what he has to say to us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All Our buddy Dave Archer has just entered the building. He's got you covered. Coming up with Mike Conti and Wes here in about an hour and a half. They'll take things over at 7 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, as we get ready for round one of the draft. Mike, a little clarity before we let you hear what Steve Wyche had to say. We were talking about the potential phone calls and moves that we're hearing that could be made, and we were talking about the Giants trying to make a move. And O and Garrett, O's back at the studio today, they were saying that second first-rounder for the Giants is probably for a quarterback, meaning they're trying to put together a package to move
back in
and, yes, and go get their quarterback.
Well, no one spent more time, again, according to the people reported Sports Illustrated and SI, I should say Sporting News, that the Giants have put so much due diligence in on Shedeur Sanders, but they're not prepared to take him at three. Okay, so they're going to try to leapfrog other teams like the Steelers. That means all of a sudden now here's the great scenario for the Falcons, if it ever became a real bidding war. So it's ironic that nobody wants to take Shedeur Sanders, but now everyone's going to start to inch their way back in the first round.
Right.
All the way up and on the cusp of the top 15. That would be great for us if we could find someone to dance with, but you know, that seems like long odds.
It really does. All right, guys, not only are you going to hear our buddy Steve Wyche, Charles Davis from NFL Network, and, of course, he calls games. Charles breaking down all of these edge rushers for us and talking about a variety of guys that we have been talking about leading up to round one tonight. But before we get to him, let's hear our buddy Steve Wyche. First thing Mike and I asked him is there a partner out there for Cousins and the Falcons?
I think there's a partner. I don't think that partner is going to pay $20 million of it. But, you know, it depends on who the partner is, too, and what they have kind of on their salary cap space and their allotment. I mean, I think right now you're looking at two teams, and that's Cleveland and that's Pittsburgh, who could probably do this. They may want to wait until after the draft before they make that type of commitment. But as I said on the show weeks ago, I think there's going to be a trade market for Kirk Cousins. Now it just depends on how much they're willing to pay of Kirk's contract. And I think when push comes to shove, if they can get back a team that pays $10 million of it, which is that $10 million bonus they got, then it's a wash and a win.
Let's talk about the edge rushers, because that's somewhere where the Falcons have been talking about, you know, and getting. Steve, we haven't had a guy that has gotten over seven sacks in 5 years. So, you know, you're talking about a position of need, and then this edge rush class, whether you think Abdul Carter is going to be the next great thing or not, I think it's deep enough where you could find a couple of guys if the Falcons are committed to going there. Do you think that's where they want to go in this draft?
I have been wrong on this for like 10 years because I've been screaming. You guys have heard me say on the show they haven't had a consistent edge rusher since John Abraham, right, since him and Patrick Kearney.
Yep.
And, you know, you talk about, I forget the young man's name.
Arnold,
but he was a flash in the pan. He was a 1 year, 15 sack guy.
You're talking about the kid out of Clemson.
Correct. And they haven't had anybody since that. So, yes. Do they need one? Yes. Should they draft one? Yes. Will they draft one? Man, your guess is as good as mine. But, you know, you're talking about some key edge rushers, a young man out of Marshall. There's so many good players. And again, knowing Raheem Morris and how he can scheme. I mean, look what he did with Byron Young when he was a rookie, a third round draft pick out of Tennessee. So, and he's turned into a fantastic pass rusher, you know, for the Rams. So yes, I think they should draft an edge rusher. Should they draft an edge rusher? We're all going to scream. Let's fire up the choir. Reverend speak,
right.
Draft an edge rusher. Right, but will they? Yeah, man, you know.
Well, we're also, Stephen,
they know what they want, and
right.
We'll see.
Steve, we're also in a situation where we don't have the full complement of picks. You know, we traded last year for Matthew Judon. That obviously didn't pan out, so we don't have a third rounder. Cousins cost us a fifth rounder for being in the legal tampering zone when he spoke with the Falcons. So any chance? I mean, yes, it takes two to tango, but we never historically have ever traded down. So it might be the right year to do it.
It might be. But again, if that edge rusher, which very well could be there, staring right at you, you do it. You could trade down. Again, this is where the Kirk Cousins things deal could come into play. You know, it takes two to tango. Maybe some team wants to come up and get a player that they want more than you do. Then you do it. But, you know, look, we could sit there and talk about the quantity of picks and doing that. With that quality players, there have been teams who've done great with five draft picks and nailed it.
Yep.
Do that. Be good. Your team's not that far off. You got a stud young quarterback. You can sit there and talk about, yeah, I got value out of this guy in the fourth round. Well, you know what? If you passed up on somebody in the first or second who could have made the swing vote difference to you win the division, then that doesn't mean anything to me. Get the guy who's going to help your team get out of, you know, the mediocrity, the constant, well, we're a year away. Get out of that. Get a difference maker. You know, like they've got a quarterback in Penix. You get somebody like that who can change your team, and then you can pound your chest.
Last thing for me, Steve, speaking of what you just said, how much pressure does that put on Terry Fontenot to get this right?
I think he's under a ton of pressure. You know, he was figuring it out with Arthur Smith the first go-round, but he's had a chance now to go to a second head coach, to go through some coordinator changes. I think it's huge on him to get it right because he's gotten it right at some spots. But, you know, they're still in the same place. You know, they're still in kind of that 7-10, you know, Atlanta Hawks purgatory.
Yep.
Let's graduate a level, and then you can say, okay, you know, now I feel good about things.
I know that there's got to be a sense of urgency for Arthur Blank. I mean, I know he had maybe said it publicly. We did know that he did address to his general manager and coach how disappointed he was, Steve. But, I mean, you know, this will be five seasons without a trip to the playoffs, so someone's going to get fired.
Yeah. I mean, someone has to. It's, you know, look, a lot of the stuff that can't be put on Terry Fontenot because of the push to make the move to get Kirk Cousins. You know, that's not made in a vacuum. You know, because they broke from their initial plan and made a run at Deshaun Watson, which they didn't get.
Right.
But the fact that they entertained it really seemed to kind of break a pattern. So a lot of that's not on the GM, okay? He's part of it, but he's not necessarily the reason for it. But, yeah, they're on this hamster wheel. They're on this treadmill. They've got to break out of that cycle. And, again, you hit in the draft. You coach guys up. You made the change at defensive coordinator. Get it right, and take a step that so many other teams seem to manage to make.
That is Steve Wyche, NFL Network, talking about the Falcons and the potential of what they could do tonight. Mike asking him that question
right
about, you know, getting it right. I want you to hear Terry Fontenot, because this is what he said just yesterday about the pressure he's dealing with in this particular draft.
The pressure's always there, absolutely, and that's a part of it. You know, if you're not comfortable with the pressure, then you shouldn't be working in the NFL. Definitely shouldn't be in a leadership position, but you got to get the picks right. And at the end of the day, right now we got five draft picks, and you can look at historical numbers, and every year there's going to be first round picks that don't play well, and there's going to be undrafted free agents that end up being really good players, you know. So you have to get the picks right, regardless of if we make five picks and get 10 players in undrafted free agency, whatever it is. It's about getting the picks right.
It is about getting the picks right. And tonight that process starts. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we've been telling you all afternoon, and we hope you've been listening all afternoon, about the potential of where this thing may go for us. But, again, this is what's interesting, Mike. Some of these teams that we're hearing about and phone calls and teams trying to move in front of us and all of this stuff will impact who is available when we do pick. And that is, again, if we stay at 15. If we don't, okay, great. But if we do, and you've got multiple teams moving in front of us to go get some of these quarterbacks,
right,
or whether it's Ginty, the running back, or however this plays out, I think it bodes well for us.
Right. Now, the Bears do have a pick before us, but they're looking to leapfrog the Raiders, if you missed that conversation. Then we find out the Giants want to get back in. Talk about, like, high-stakes poker. You're not willing to draft a guy when you got him sitting there at 3. And it's funny because you brought up a great point earlier in the week. Cam Ward is, by all estimations, maybe the 5th or 6th or 7th best quarterback last year, but now he's automatically number 1 because Tennessee can't find a trade partner. But the Giants can't take Shedeur Sanders at 3 and have to basically move heaven and earth to wrangle their way back into the draft to do it. That doesn't make sense to me. That's your guy. You believe he's the dude, then pick him. That's, right? I mean, what am I missing here?
No, there isn't. If you have the conviction that that's the guy you want, you do pick
him. If the reports are accurate, they're
correct.
Out. The rumors are out.
Correct.
There. Yeah.
And if not, then, you know, you're going to plan B and C and all this other stuff. But I don't know, man. I feel like there's a lot of moving parts before we figure out exactly who's going to be on the table for us. But the point is, guys, if all these offensive guys are going, we're going to have our pick of the litter when it comes to defense, Mike. Well, that's whether you want to go D-tackle, edge, whatever.
Right. Now, again, unless Chris will go offensive tackle. But, again, if you've got all these, maybe top 15 gymnastics between teams behind us, and this is going to be exciting. That's why it's funny. To the one dude who doesn't like to draft, I don't know why you guys are hyping this. Well, you know, it's kind of a big deal. But now these are these little storylines. It's amazing. We don't hear anything for like 90 days, and all of a sudden now here we are, you know, less than like an hour and a half, or two hours, so we start picking. But then, and here we go.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All the rumors are flying.
They are. You guys can let us know where you're at. 404-726-0929. Hit us up on social media. Lots of interaction there as people are participating and interacting with us about where this thing may go. I will say this. I see kind of a general census that most Falcon fans, not all, want to see Mikael Williams. And, you know, a lot of you are saying, Dukes and Bell, if they don't pick this guy, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. We don't know if he'll be there, but if he is, they will have the opportunity. Again, we will see tonight. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. Charles Davis stopped by the show, guys. More draft analyst. Because we've been saying today, is it Shamar Stewart or James Pierce or what about Mike Green? Hear what our man Charles Davis had to say about all those guys and more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our man DJ Shockley, who stopped by the show yesterday, you'll hear what he has to say about them dogs at 6 o'clock. We're all down here, man, hanging out. It's the Falcons member draft party. And coming up after we're done, Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer will have you
covered. I said that's Wes Drewham
for the first round. And they're going to take you throughout the first round coverage, guys. Lots of stuff going on down here. If you're a member and you're headed down here, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Mike, we got to get caught up on a couple of things that are happening as we speak. One of them, and I put this out there. I didn't give the guy any credit because I didn't think he deserved it. But people were talking about, there was a report out there about Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of the University of Texas, that Terry really likes him. But I don't think he'll go there. I'm not giving any credit to this. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the GMs around the league like a lot of players, Mike. That doesn't mean they're going to draft him. This is a weak sauce tweet. And so I'm not buying it to answer Samir's question about you guys buying this tweet. No, I'm not.
No.
But there are other things that are happening in this draft.
Yeah, man. All of a sudden, Ashton Jeanty, and again, the last couple of weeks, there's been juice on him moving up. And now all of a sudden, it's like, well, you got to move up to 5. So now you got to call the Giants. And now,
yes.
Here's the thing. You know, we were talking about the Giants and being passive-aggressive with Jador Sanders, or maybe they've earmarked Jackson Dart. We don't know who they've got. But the idea that you could move down, you've got to jump the Jacksonville Jaguars if you're the Raiders and you want Ashton Jeanty. Because now everybody's on it. That even the Jaguars beat reporter is saying they're going to take him at 5. So, and it's funny because our young intrepid fix-it Felix, Garrett Chapman, Oakley-Dokley, was saying, why would they do that? Because this guy's a transformative piece. They think they've got a Saquon Barkley. They've got a guy he's going to obviously tote the mail, take pressure off Trevor Lawrence that ETN and Tank Bigsby can't do. This is a different type of running back. He's a game changer.
He is. I'd be willing to tell you that he's either top three. Guys, when Bijan got drafted, he was a top 5 player overall in the draft.
No one debated that.
You couldn't
right.
pass him up, okay? If I'm telling you, you're getting one of the top 5 players, Jeanty is viewed the very similar way. He's one of the top 5 players in this draft, regardless of position. So that's why teams are very interested. And now we're seeing this resurgence, Mike, we talked about it, of, oh, well, we need one of those guys.
Right.
We need one of those.
Well, Amarian Hampton then slides up.
Oh,
because
no doubt.
All of a sudden now Dallas, the Cowboys may have, I mean, because Jerry was having a substantive talks about teams. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, yeah, there's a couple of guys who want a running back. And this gets to us. Maybe somebody moves with us. You know, we got to have takes two to tango if you want to drop down and get somebody.
Yeah, and it's a good running back class. We haven't spent a lot of time on the running back because we have them. But this is a good running
somebody
back class.
Somebody just coming up a few notches to us, that doesn't get us another second round. It gets us a third rounder.
Yep.
But we don't have a third rounder because of the Judon trade.
All right, guys. Charles Davis stopped by earlier this week talking about the draft. One of the things we were curious about is if there is a run on edge, does it make the Falcons draft differently? Here's what he told us.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see where – you know, do we have a quick run on them at all? Do we have Jalen Walker off the board? Do we have Mikael Williams off the board? Do we have Mike Green off the board? You know, it's going to be that type of a deal. James Pierce at Tennessee is a terrific edge rusher. I'm feeling like he's going to end up somehow getting to the second round. So I don't know what's there. I did my final mock draft, and you know what mock drafts are worth when you put them on paper, right?
I read it. I liked it.
I believe I gave you a defensive tackle.
Yep.
Because we were out of edge rushers, and you got to provide pressure somehow. And Leonard Floyd, he's been awfully consistent. Step up to the mic, do it again, and Derek Harmon comes to town, I believe.
All right, man. And again, it's a name we have not talked about. What do you like about Derek Harmon?
I like his quickness, you know, and I like the fact that when I watch him play, I'm seeing movement up front. I'm seeing all the different rushes put together. I'm seeing determination to get to the quarterback. I see a guy that I just like and I think has improved over his time at Oregon. And it's kind of funny when you start thinking about it. It seems like forever ago, but DeForest Buckner, Eric Armstead, mm-hmm. I remember doing their games in college. And looking at those two, waiting for a huddle to break, looking like it was dinner time. And those two hadn't eaten in a while, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, man, who's going to run into that and have to deal with that all the time? Now, Harmon coming from Oregon, that doesn't mean he's going to be exactly like them. But I do think that he's going to be, you know, I just like his game. You know, I'm trying to find my notes here real quick. You guys go ahead with something else. I want to find the notes that I wrote down on him so I can make sure I give it to you the right way.
Listen, Charles, I know it's just so much to take in, and I was saying this the other day, just trying to be on top of stuff with all these different players every year, and you get so much information. It's Charles Davis, guys, from NFL Network joining us. You got
here we
it?
Go.
What'd you say?
I'll just give you a brief little sample. You know he's a Michigan State transfer before he went to Oregon. Love his movement skills. Hard to hit at the snap of the ball. Gets upfield with fluidity and power. That's just a couple of the small notes I had on him. That's part of what I like.
So, being a Tennessee guy, listen, are you buying any of this stuff about James Pierce? And you know, he's another guy that potentially might be there for us when you talk about a guy coming off the edge. I don't know where you have him ranked, Charles, but, you know, we've tried to analyze all these different guys. Obviously, the Georgia boys with Jalen and Mikel, but James Pierce right. – What do you think about him? 6'5", 250-ish? I think he's a player.
He looks the part, doesn't he? I mean, you saw the combine, didn't you?
When
he just absolutely destroyed the combine. So you're seeing that. You want to see a little bit more consistency in how he gets to the quarterback. He's got to add a little ballast to him. He's about 245, 250 or so. That'll come with time. I'm not worried about that. I just, in talking to people around the league, people that I trust, you know, different scouts and people are like, look, I'm not talking to a ton of them, but I'm not getting the enthusiasm for him at where you are. I get more enthusiasm for him when we start to get from 25 to 32.
Makes sense.
It is Charles Davis with us, guys, the NFL on CBS. Also see his NFL mock draft. And soon, guys, in 2026, the Big Ten on CBS with our buddy Brad Nessler. Congratulations, by the way. Charles.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, I looked at your draft twice. Hey, bro, I couldn't find Shador Sanders. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't do trades, okay? I make it very clear. I always just do 1 through 32. And I'm going through it. And I'm finding, okay, where's the landing spot? 2 Cleveland, 3 Giants, 6 Raiders, 9 New Orleans, 21 Pittsburgh. And I opted for other people in those spots. Mm. But I would not be shocked one bit if he went in the top 10, right? If the Giants took him at 3, I wouldn't fall out of my chair. Because you and I both know that this time of year, everyone's lying anyway. So we really don't know. We don't know what their intentions are. But I also wouldn't be surprised at all if we're coming down to Pittsburgh at 21. If that's the decision and Pittsburgh says no, I also wouldn't be surprised someone trade back in. And those teams at the top who didn't take him would be the prime people.
Yep.
Giants, Saints, right? Mm-hmm. Cleveland, right at the top. Don't be surprised if they trade back in. He could very easily leave as a first-round pick. I just didn't have him in there. But I wrote an article recently that I call Pound the Table. These are guys that I really believe in. I think deserve their chance in the NFL. Not everyone's a first rounder. Not everyone's an undrafted free agent. The first person I put down on my sheet was Shador Sanders. Mm. I just think that with everything that how he's grown up, there have been benefits to being a Sanders. And as you guys know, there have been natural barriers to being a Sanders where people can't wait for you to fail.
Right.
Don't even know you. But they want you to go down the tube so fast.
I know.
And he has grown up with this, and I don't think any of it phases him.
I think he is going to be successful. I don't care if he goes first round, fifth round, whatever. I think he's going to be successful. But in this mock draft, I did not have him going.
Charles Davis stopping by. Interesting stuff from him, Mike. Man, this draft, and as you start to break down these guys, and again, Charles is kind of going through his notes, talking about some of these guys. We heard a great breakdown earlier from Greg Cosell about some of these players. Look, when we specifically talk about edge, Mikel, Jalen, who we think is going to be gone, Shamar Stewart, James Pierce, Mike Green, in no particular order, guys. We've been talking today. Mike brought up the kid from Boston College. Arezeku, I believe it is. Yep. You've got a bunch of guys that potentially could be sitting there at 15. And it's going to be who the Falcons value the most, Mike, and who they think is going to have the most impact.
Look, I started this like I did last year. I got you down to three finalists. Carl's got the secret sauce. He'll unveil this pick coming up, we believe, before 7 o'clock. But I'm happy with Mike Green, who PFF's got the 10th best player in the whole draft. I got Donovan Ezeraku, you just mentioned, at 17. That's a guy who comes with setting the edge and stats, getting the quarterback on the ground. And then finally I said, okay, you got me. Let's go with Mikel Williams because he's bigger than both those guys, and the stats don't reflect it because Georgia players traditionally don't have the great stats because of how they're asked to play defense. But once they get in the NFL, a guy who's 6'5", 260, is going to all of a sudden pop. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about the ankle. I want Mikel Williams. But then if you heard the conversation there with Charles Davis, a name we had not even mentioned this week is Derek Harmon.
Ooh.
And that's the inside lineman, defensive tackle from Oregon. And that's a guy that, you know, now again, the nerds at Pro Football Focus say we can get him in the second round. That's what I'm saying. All these SVs, you try to find, I know you laugh at me every time I use the phrase valuation, but you're trying to find some common sense. And even Terry said, our general manager talking to the press, everybody's got these trades. You know, you can't do these things in the real world.
No, you can't.
But you can do it on a simulator.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've always said the mock drafts are fun, but it's just not realistic because the way things are shaking out. And these trade partners, with the mock drafts, you just automatically go, I'm trading with this team, and they give it to you.
Right.
Right? Where in real life, that's not how this plays out. You always go, oh, well, they'll make a deal with us. That's why when we hear about some of the deals that are potentially percolating right now as the Giants are maybe trying to make a move, we've heard, you know, various teams, the Bears trying to get – even more up at the top of this draft, they're picking 10. I mean, you obviously have a target when you are doing that, Mike. So we're going to see, but there could be a lot of movement as we move forward here. Hmm. All right, coming up 6 o'clock, we've got our man DJ Shockley. You want to hear about the dogs? We ask him about all of them, and he breaks down what he thinks about every single dog that may potentially get drafted, specifically in the first round, but certainly throughout the weekend. And, you know, DJ does obviously Fox 5, but he is also on the sidelines and covers the dogs. He's as close to the program as anybody, and Mike has intimate knowledge about the guys that we're going to get a chance to hear their names called over the weekend.
We were just telling you about the latest on the Jaguars. Jeff Howe, who writes nationally for The Athletic, saying, Carl, to your point, Jaguars could come as high as 2.
It's crazy.
So all of a sudden, think about this. Just about 5 years ago, the running back was the most devalued position in the NFL, right? It basically was absolute zero, and running backs were saying, this is some jive, man. We still stir the drink. And it was basically Saquon Barkley, well, he couldn't stay healthy. And then the Eagles ride him to a Super Bowl win, right? We've seen obviously some of the bigger running backs. You know the names. You see what the impact they're having. We've got one here in Bijan Robinson. So, and of course, also the way the Lions came up in their draft to get Jahmyr Gibbs last year.
That's right.
So the running backs. But the idea that we go from, like, remember guys were saying we were crazy to take Bijan at 8. Now you're telling me Ashton Gentry from Boise State could go second over. He could go before Hunter.
Right
before. Yeah. I mean, that's just bananas. Yeah. As I said, Oren, that's it. It's the Saquon Barkley effect because you got to have one of those guys. But all of a sudden, everything you know, Carl, is like, in a world where everything you know is wrong. Because everything we've been prognosticating and talking about, now all of a sudden, Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter could be in the six overall pick. Are you kidding me? That's crazy talk.
It is crazy talk. If you're passing up Travis Hunter, who is by far the sure thing for any team.
Because you got two places. If he's not good at one position, you can try him at another.
If you're passing that up, good luck to you.
Right.
There's no way I'm passing that up. But apparently, if you're giving up enough draft capital to the team that you want to move in front of,
right,
then maybe, Mike, it's going to be worth it for the Browns to potentially move out of number 2. I got to wait to see.
of that. Again, if you want to get some clicks, clickbait, you're definitely going to get some of that. Real quick, let's go live to D-Led for a weather update here in downtown.
It's raining cats and dogs. It's raining really crazy here, Carl and Mike. I heard it on the roof. It's like a cat on a tin roof.
Yes, thank you, D-Led. I didn't realize you were here.
Leah Legata later.
No, that was last year.
Always watching, judging, listening. It's raining really hard out there. Be careful.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to hear from DJ Shockley. More draft conversation coming your way. Again, why wouldn't there be? This is one of the most exciting days in sports, guys. Either your team gets better or it doesn't. It's just that simple. And if you draft the right guys, you could set the foundation for a run to the Super Bowl. We're coming back. We're live in Mercedes-Benz. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.